two potentially lethal letters, one of them sent to New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Early testing pointing toward both containing one of the deadliest toxins known to man, ricin. Deb Ferrick is on that breaking story. She joins us now. So what do investigators know about the letters, Deb?
Well, Anderson, right now what they know is that they believe both of the letters were sent by the same person. The postmark was the same. They contained the same kind of substance. And they also both threatened Mayor Michael Bloomberg for his positions on guns, specifically those illegal guns. The mayor reacted just a short time ago.
Let me tell you, we are... enormous confidence in the NYPD and the FBI and their procedures. We take a lot of security measures, as you know. The men and women that open the mail, for example, even they are well-trained, and we have procedures for something like this. It's not the first letter that was ever sent to anybody. In terms of why they've done it, I don't know. The letter was obviously referred to our anti-gun efforts, but there's 12,000 people that are going to get killed this year with guns, and 19,000 that are going to commit suicide with guns, and we're not going to walk away from those efforts.
And Anderson, a police spokesman tells us that, in fact, the two letters contain sort of the pink-orange oily substance. And initial tests on that substance initially were negative, but then a second test was found to be positive. And so now that substance is being analyzed by the National Bioforensic Analysis Center in Maryland, and the results of those tests should be definitive in the next day or two, Anderson.
Was anyone actually exposed that we know about?
There were a couple of people who were exposed. The mayor was not one of them. These went ones in New York went to a mail facility. The one in Washington went to his organization, Mayors Against Illegal Guns. New York Emergency Services Unit, the police who respond to that, they did initially develop some symptoms, some intestinal symptoms, but after about a day or so, those went away. And clearly, they're being monitored just protectively, Anderson.
And obviously, they're going to be looking at the letters for any DNA evidence or trace evidence that may be there.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, investigators from both the FBI, JTTF, the Joint Terrorism Task Force, as well as the NYPD, they are looking in a very specific location. The postmark that was on those letters clearly giving them some indication as to where the person who sent them might live. Anderson?
All right. Deb Ferrick, appreciate it. Joining us now is national security analyst and former George W. Bush Homeland Security Advisor Fran Townsend. She currently sits on the CIA and DHS external advisory panels. Also on the phone, Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Sanjay Gupta. So, Fran, we have reports the letters mentioned the gun control debate, although the Joint Terrorism Task Force is investigating. It could be more of a political threat than a terror threat, really.
That's right, Anderson. But as you mentioned, that's not really at the moment the most relevant piece to the investigators. They don't much care about motive at the moment. They want to know who. And so to determine the who, they will look for the forensics. They'll look for things like saliva, hair, fingerprints on the letter or on the envelope. They'll analyze ultimately the handwriting. But all these things take time, which is why the first thing they're going to focus on is, one, the lab analysis. You had heard Deb Ferrick. The first field test was negative. The second was positive. Oftentimes, these field tests are wrong, which is why they're getting a real thorough lab result. That'll take a little bit of time, but that will tell them something. They'll understand the strength of the compound, how competently it was mixed. They'll analyze whether the two letters